The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
I'm all about stocking up on my go-to summer essentials, so I've just placed a massive online order at Macy's. It's bad. I bought a ton, but you know what? It's fine, because guess what? The Macy's Friends and Family Sale is going on right now, and this year they're offering 30% off your favorite brands. Okay, you guys, I got some really great pieces at some insanely cheap prices that I cannot wait to share with you. First of all, I came across a new brand, and it's kind of become my newest obsession. On one hand, I want to gatekeep because I don't want everything to sell out, but on the other hand, their pieces are that good. I can't keep it to myself. The brand is called English Factory, and I'm telling you, they seriously make the chicest, timeless pieces. I got the puff sleeve tiered midi dress in ivory. It's already become a staple in my closet. It's got this great kind of button up collar detailing that instantly makes you look pulled together without even trying. I got their weak motif sweater, kind of drapes over my shoulders at night when it cools down. It looks so good. It's chic. It's effortless. I'm obsessed. And of course, I had to do a little makeup restock since they're offering 15% off on all beauty items. I got my Dior lip oil, my Chanel powder blush, and my all-time favorite IT Cosmetics CC cream and neutral medium, which, by the way, I love it and I'm never changing. You guys, seriously, shop while you can. They have some amazing products on sale. If you don't want to miss it, just remember it's the Macy's Friends and Family Sale is going on April 25th to May 5th. That's April 25th to May 5th at Macy's.com and in-store.
Hey, I'm Molly Sims.
And I'm Emisha Gormley. We're two girls obsessed with one thing,
beauty. And by that, we mean everything that makes you look
and feel
beautiful.
We're calling on our favorite health experts, industry insiders, and friends to answer all your beauty questions.
With a drink in hand.
Definitely with a drink in hand.
You're listening to Lipstick on the Rim with Molly Sims.
I'll admit it. I am a chronic overpacker. I have been really trying to fix this problem. It's been years. I can overpack. I can do all the outfits. I can lay them out, put them in a suitcase. And then it's what happens next that is my issue.
I mean, you've stayed with me. You roll in for 2 days with like six suitcases.
I roll in. I'm like, oh, what about the jeans? What about the extra sweater? What if I'm cold? I need the jacket. I have a problem with shoes, with packing shoes.
I mean, I'm staying with you right now, and I feel like it looks like a bomb went off in my room.
I'm like, I can't take it. We have such a fun episode, a needed episode with a needed guest. We're going to talk a little bit about spring style based on locations and occasions. I think you guys might know our guest today. I'm going to shed some light, maybe a thing or two, when it comes to packing and style. She is phenomenal. Mary Lawless Lee. We're so excited to have you. You're amazing. She's an entrepreneur, digital media personality, author. She has the best website. I love it because it's got Gray's name in it, called Happily Gray, which started as a passion project during her years as an ICU nurse and has since grown into an incredible, incredible brand with a following over 2 million. We love the way Mary approaches style and life through the lens of fashion, family, travel, and design. She's one of us. Even though she lives in Nashville, she has the most amazing travel guides and has recently launched a new business with her husband called Nima. It's a science-backed clean skincare brand for moms and babies out there. All right, today we're going to talk all things spring style, how to pack, how to dress for different locations with Mary Lawless Lee. We love you. We love everything about you. We love what you're creating, how you're pivoting. And talk about pivoting. Mary, you were an ICU nurse.
Pivot. Yeah.
Crazy pivot.
Yeah. So how did it start? It was a crazy pivot. A lot of people like still don't know that that's my background, but it's like an experience that I value tremendously. And the reason why I'm here today doing what I'm doing, it's because of that foundation. So I worked as an ICU nurse in critical care, cardiovascular ICU for 7 years. And it was never a question. I wanted to work in healthcare. When I was a little girl, like I used to say, I wanted to take care of people. Like I was, have always been drawn to that. And as soon as I went through nursing school, I knew I wanted to work in critical care because it, the adrenaline rush, the science, the patient care, the teaching families, like it just filled every bucket. And so I did that. But the best thing about nursing is you work 3 days a week. You work 12 to 14 hour shifts 3 days a week. And so I did have free time. And so I started writing. I've always loved to write. And I've always loved fashion. When I was a little girl, I mean, it's just the outfits I came up with for school were just always like here and there and everywhere. And so I started writing about fashion as a creative outlet, just something different than the intensity behind critical care nursing. And it was literally my outlet. It was the way I use my brain in a different way. And that was at the time that Pinterest and Instagram were launching 12 years ago. And it just kind of was luck of the draw and then dedication and then realizing, oh, something's here. There's something to this. That we kept, I kept on doing that. And I say we, my great Dane and I at the time. And yeah, I just turned a creative outlet turned into a full-time business. And eventually I slowly quit nursing. I was kind of pushed out the door. My manager was like, I don't know what your side gig is, but like any, like you need to go do that. And yeah, I've just like never looked back, even though I do miss those patient care moments. I miss the bedside care.
So you were a mom before you were a mom. With all your patients.
Absolutely.
I know.
And taking care of the families in critical care, a lot of time your patient's asleep. They could be like medically paralyzed. And so a lot of the times you're interacting the most with the families. And that was my favorite part of it all. The education, just the connection with the families, especially during that pivotal time. Like there's no more vulnerable moment in your life than when you have your loved one right there going through one of the biggest surgeries of their life. And so, and that was critical. I worked in cardiovascular ICU, which was surgical. All those patients were coming out of heart surgery. And so there was an intensity to it, but there's also this unspoken emotion and softness and delicacy to it. And kind of living happily gray was born from the inspiration of that experience of this gray space. Because like life is not black and white. And we don't operate in this black and white world. And in critical care, there was this gray space where we're not promised the next moment. And that was the inspiration for me because it was like where I found the loveliness and it just felt safe in those moments. And so Happily Gray was kind of inspired by that accumulation of those 7 years and the moments that I shared with those families and just kind of growing up in my 20s and realizing life is, I grew up in a very small town and it was always presented one way and life is just very, very much so not that way.
I love your style. We love Happily Gray. For our listeners, tell us a little bit about Happily Gray.
Happily Gray, yeah, you know, it started with just like, you know, like I said, inspiration and rooted in street style. Now it kind of has become a lifestyle brand, but I, you know, style has always inspired me. It's like I dress for my mood. And the one word that comes to mind when I think of my style is like textural, which sounds weird and like a little sterile, but I've always loved like the texture play and getting creative. If you've got one color, you're wearing one color head to toe, it can be so interesting by texture play. And Happily Gray was my creative outlet to play with fashion and then eventually beauty and skincare and travel.
It's so great. And which is what we're going to talk. We're going to talk about all of it. But Happily Gray, we love it. It's a true lifestyle, you know, that you can like peek into baby, peek into fashion, peek into beauty. And it's all things that you love. And you can tell it's so well done. I mean, you have such beautiful taste. Okay. Have you always loved to travel?
I love to travel. You know, funny fact, I got on my first flight. So I was previously married. I was married at 21. I come from a really small town. Married at 21. That lasted 4 years. And I got on my first flight for my honeymoon, which was crazy. So I never traveled growing up. My dad has severe vertigo. And we drove a lot of places, but we never flew. And so when I became an adult and kind of like, you know, opened my mind and ventured outside this bubble that, you know, I had always known that travel was the one thing that really gave me perspective and just really like being able to see other people's walks of life. And that blew my world open. And so I have this deep appreciation for travel. I want my kids to be able to experience that. And that at 23, like I never looked back. All I did was travel from like 23 to about 31. That was my life.
Did you find that travel influenced your style and how you started to evolve it? Like, what would you say was your first place you visited that you were like, ooh, that's, I'm going to take, because I know mine and I'm curious as to what yours was.
Absolutely. London.
London.
London. London was like the first moment of just watching other people operate on the streets, you know, and just London's such a place where their style is so influenced by the weather and the culture. And that was such a very eye-opening experience. And I also love that style and like the wittiness to it. And I mean, I love a trench coat. And so, yeah, London.
We love a trench coat as well. We love your coat as well. She has an incredible leather, pleather, beautiful.
It's like a beautiful gray, greeny color.
It's like happily gray as your trench coat.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
I mean, trench coats in all forms. Like, there's never a look that doesn't feel better without a trench coat on your shoulders, you know? And London, like, really connected that for me.
And did you find that you had, like, your sense of style early on, or has it evolved over time? Like, you seem to be pretty, you have a very strong sense of style. It's, like, very, it's simple but luxurious. Like, has it always been your thing?
No, I think it's evolved in different seasons. And it's, I feel like it's very dependent on the mood. And by mood, I don't mean day to day. I mean, like, the season, the 2 or 3 years of life that I'm in. Right now I'm in, I feel like I've left this departure of trends. And now I all I crave is like classics.
That's
and wardrobe
we are.
Staples. Yeah. Like, I have 3 kids. Like, I don't, you know, like, I need an outfit that I can run and play and pick up kids in. And but I still want to feel chic and look sophisticated and awesome. And so it's definitely evolved with whatever season I'm in. And then too, like, creatively, what I'm going through.
All right, let's get down to it. Spring fashion. What does every woman need for spring, no matter what? No matter if you live in LA, New York, Nashville, anywhere in the world, what are a few things that we need?
I've already said it, but this is so true. A trench coat.
Yeah. A trench coat.
A trench coat. Like, a trench coat serves whatever city you're in. And they can come in many different forms. The more structured they are, like, almost like when they look militant and they have, like, that badge of honor. Like, the collar, the shoulder, the length, it's all so important. And, you know, you can get one at Kate. Like, there's a Kate one right now that I'm obsessed with. I'm obsessed with Van Eyne. But also H&M, Frankie Shop.
I think the good thing about a trench coat, I was recently traveling as well, and you can really dress it up, dress it down. Mm-hmm. You can wear it with a great little black dress, or you can wear it with a hoodie sweatshirt. Tights,
totally.
Tennis shoes, and you still look pulled together. Totally. I think, like you were saying, the structure, the more militant, the, you know, like, it just looks put together.
The exaggerated details are, like, what I look for in a trench coat. Like, today I've got on a high boot and a skirt with a longer trench. So I think being playful with the trench and finding that one that's a good length and has those dramatic details, and then taking it day to night.
I have to give you a trench coat confession, because I'm not afraid of many things in fashion. I love fashion, as you know. I have a trench coat. I got it at Mango 2 years ago. I have yet to wear it.
What's because wrong every with you?
Whenever I put it on, I know. This is, I swear to God, I end
you
up.
You buy 27 foundations. You can't put on a trench coat.
Can I tell you something? It's, I need to get over this, like, feeling that I look like I'm overdressed. I don't know what it is. It's a
what?
Mental block. So I'll see you wearing a trench. I'll see you wearing a trench. I will see trenches and I'm like, but I'm just getting in the car to, like, go pick my kids up from school. What am I doing with my trench coat? I need to get over it because it's timeless. It's like a peacoat.
But there could be, like, a sweatsuit under that.
There
totally. Could literally be pajamas under that trench coat.
There could be pajamas.
And
which,
you look great.
By the way, I might have worn some pajama bottoms with a sweater with a trench the other day.
Absolutely. You're inspiring me to get over my trench coat fear because I love it. Like, I want to wear it. And then I put it on and I feel like, oh, God, like, am I overdressed? And I know it's not.
You know what I feel like helps? And I feel like women sometimes feel like they're engulfed by a trench sometimes. Mm-hmm. Because I do think, like, the bigger the better. But, like, cinching the waistline. Mm-hmm.
Also not getting
shape.
It too big.
Yeah.
Like, a lot of things now are oversized. That's
totally.
Just the trend. So mm-hmm. even, you know, remember the YSL jacket that I'm like, why am I doing this?
Yes.
I'm going to spend the money. It was, like, a little bit too, like, so I had it taken in just at my neck, just like an inch. But it made such a difference.
Totally.
I didn't feel like I'm, you know, a football player.
Mm-hmm.
One of the most frustrating things that I've dealt with in the past few years has been my hair thinning. I know this is an experience that so many women can relate to, but yet is really rarely talked about. Well, listen up. I'm here to break that stigma and talk about my own hair struggles. I think it was November of last year when I honestly just couldn't put up with my hair issues anymore. It felt dull, thin, and honestly just unhealthy. I knew I needed to do something about it, so I went down a rabbit hole looking for the best solution. I've been on Nutrafol now for a while, and let me just say, thank God, because it has seriously changed my hair game. Nutrafol is the number one dermatologist-recommended hair growth supplement. Over 1 million people seeing thicker, stronger, faster growing hair with less shedding. Honestly, that in itself gave me enough confidence to try it. But I was really sold when I saw that all the supplements are clinically tested to multi-target key root causes, which are thinning, including stress, nutrition, and lifestyle. That is the key because your hair is never just about your hair. And Nutrafol knows that. That's why they take a whole body approach to hair health, addressing the problems inside to help hair growth on the outside, supporting your lifestyle, not just your hairstyle. Take the first step to visibly thicker, healthier hair. Okay, for a limited time, Nutrafol is offering our listeners $10 off your first month subscription and free shipping when you go to Nutrafol.com and enter promo code LIPSTICK. That's Nutrafol.com, promo code LIPSTICK. That's Nutrafol.com, promo code LIPSTICK.
The run through with Vogue is where you'll meet all the most exciting people in fashion and culture.
I am Fran Lebowitz, who should be the mayor of New York.
We all support that.
We support that.
Very nice.
Nikki.
Yes.
It's been really great being in this beautiful pink room.
All right, Usher, can you hear us?
I can hear you.
All right.
Can you hear me?
We can.
We can.
All right, here we are.
On the podcast, you'll learn how Vogue really works.
Sometimes we'll come in for a second or even third run through until we are AWOK.
Can you tell us what AWOK means?
It means AWOK, Anna Wintour OK.
I'm Cho Minardi.
And I'm Chloe Mel.
And we're the hosts of The Run Through with Vogue, where fashion and culture collide.
Join us. It's AWOK.
Listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, what other spring pieces trends do we need, or trends?
You know, this is like not true to like my past, but I'm really loving the girl core, like the bows, the ruffles, like the romantic moments, like the lace. I'm just really loving it. I feel like it's fun. It feels like it's kind of a departure from like my day-to-day life with three kids. Like I kind of want to like play around with bows and feel young and like carefree.
We went shopping and we crushed lace. Doen.
It's amazing.
It's amazing. Mm-hmm. They have a great lace detailed, like long dress. They have skirts
slip
with
skirts
a little lace on the bottom. Yes.
Like a chunky knit to pair with
a
it.
A chunky knit. Yes. I do think you're right. Like lace is coming back. I love a bow. I love a black bow. I love a navy bow.
It just feels romantic. I feel like a woman. But not like overtly sexy. It feels a little playful. And that's what, because my style is definitely not like the huggers and, you know, the bodycon dresses. And I love that it feels like a little, you know, like witty, you know, but romantic still.
But I also love you can wear it, like pair it with something a little harder, right? Mm-hmm. So it's like you can
the balance.
Yeah, I think that's the key. Otherwise, you can look like you're a Laura Ashley ad.
Yeah, we were in Austin and she had a long skirt, like with a chunky sweater. It looks so good. You paired it with a boot. Mm-hmm. That was a great look. Mm-hmm. Also, don't you guys feel that cream? I know this is kind of like sounds weird, but like cream is like a full on color now.
Completely.
Like a cream, completely. A beige, a khaki. I know. I was thinking about this the other day. I'm like, I'm going to get these beige shorts. I found them at Goop. They're redone. They're sold out everywhere, but I'm still trying to get them. But I'm like, beige is like, we're kind of like in a version of like a stripey beige.
Yeah.
She has a beige top on. I don't know. It's just like such a great neutral color to work off of. And like you said, working off of textures, and we love a monochromatic. Okay. Mm-hmm. What are their trends? What are we thinking for spring?
I mean, I don't know if per se this is a trend, but I'm just loving like chocolate everything.
Oh, I love I need more chocolate.
I just love the warmth of a chocolate piece, and it pairs well with cream. You can put it with black. Like, I feel like the versatility of a chocolate piece is really, it's becoming a wardrobe staple.
Jenny Kane makes a beautiful chocolate sweater. My president, Kate MacArthur, was like, she's so super chic. She had on like a Jenny Kane. And there, I mean, I look like a fucking hot mess. I mean, there she was like pulled together with like a hat. She had on a sweater. She had her Dorsey on, her cream pants, her cute boots. I was like coming in there like, I think I was wearing pajamas. I'm like, but the chocolate sweater was so good.
I really want a long chocolate overcoat.
Cream. Oh, yeah. You know what? I have looked for that. I cannot find that. Someone needs to do that.
So Tim did a little version. I mean, it wasn't as chocolate, but they did that shearling, but it was so expensive.
Yeah. Now, what about timeless staples? Like, what are your, like, season in, season out, you go back to it?
I mean, honestly, a white dress. A white, like the crisp white dress sounds boring, but it's the staple piece that you can put a knit over it. You can put a denim over it. There's like an elegance to it, but there's also like, it's just functional. I feel like,
I like that, yeah.
Through
I like
every that. Season, and I'm not one of these people, like I do not follow the rule. Like white, I still wear in the winter. And I think it's about like pairing it with those like chunky, cozy, you know, knits and the beanie. I just love like a cream, like maybe not stark white, but like that cream warmer.
I think also just like a great, like I have my Frank and Eileen that I copied from you. This Frank and Eileen button down. It's a little thicker. It's not the light yeah. weight. Mm-hmm. It's like the medium weight or whatever. And I get a medium. I like it a little oversized, but it's crisp. It like yeah. looks good with a pair of jeans over us, like throw a sweater over your shoulders. Like those mm-hmm. are really good. I think that's a really good investment.
Yeah. You actually made me buy in LA years ago. Remember that white antique batik dress I have? And it's got like the lace. Like
oh,
it's
yes.
beautiful. It looks almost kind of like a nightgown, like a yeah. French nightgown.
Yes. If it looks like a nightgown,
it's
that's
so
it.
Pretty.
Yes.
And then I paired it. Actually, one of my favorite outfits last summer was wearing this white dress. And then I put on this like really thick, yummy navy and white striped Laline like mm-hmm. cardigan. Mm-hmm. And it has like these, it was just like, literally, I think it was my favorite outfit last summer.
Yeah.
And it
yeah.
was just this white sort of nightgown looking dress, like a chunky cashmere cardigan over it.
And like for winter, I would wear that same dress with a white, like oversized knit and a, like a black Chelsea boot. Like,
yeah.
Put like a midi chunky boot with it. Like, I think you can do that. I think it's just a seasonless piece that can transition.
I couldn't agree more. Do you guys, this is like, I think it was for fall 2024, but the picture of Sienna Miller in front row at Chloe wearing this like
oh my God,
white dress
so
with like a motorcycle
yes.
jacket. Do you know what I'm talking about?
It was Chloe.
It was Chloe. And it was, that is to me, like that is my inspo for spring, mm-hmm. summer 2024. I know it was for fall, but that's like, she was wearing like the big clogs. The big
I loved
clog
it.
Sandal.
We both got the Chanel clogs. I got the black, she got the brown.
I know which ones you're talking about.
And I wasn't going to get them. And she's like, you should get
have
them.
Have you worn them yet?
They're so comfortable.
Okay.
They are
haven't.
Comfortable. They're
okay.
very comfortable.
Okay.
I'm a shorty, so uh-huh. I won't wear heels because I'm so used to like wearing flats now, but those are actually really comfortable because the wedge, it's all about the pitch. It's a good
yep.
pitch.
Okay, so what are we going away from? What trends do you think we're going away from?
Okay, I was just having this conversation the other day, and I don't know if people are going away from this, but I'm going away from this. The daytime clutch. Have you seen women carrying a clutch during the daytime?
No.
Like, I mean, it's cute and I do love the look, but it's just not realistic.
No.
Like I tried it the other day and I have like 50 things that need to go in my bag, especially the mom of three. Like
no.
I need like Santa Claus's like thing to like pitch over my shoulder. And yeah, like the other day, I had this conversation with a girlfriend and she was like, no, it's so easy and it's so this. And I'm like, yeah, but
she's got older kids.
I still have like all this random shit in my bag. So yeah, no, the daytime clutch for me, it's cute, but I don't think it's realistic.
She just pulled out her old oversized Celine that she've had for, it's right
I've
over
I've
there.
Had it for like 5 years. And
I do think the oversize is
oh
coming back.
I mean,
the bigger the better.
Yeah. No, like the row and the cape. I'm just like drooling over those bags, like just trying to not.
I know.
It's so good.
But I do like a clutch for the evening. That's more my
Absolutely.
Thing. Like going to dinner, I love it. But my biggest problem with the clutch, when I go to dinner, where do you put it? You have to
lay
put
it on
behind.
The table.
But then I feel like it's on the table and like it takes
well,
up
guess,
space,
I guess it
right?
depends on
it's
where
like very,
you are.
And I do love a clutch. Like it's
we
my
just
thing.
Got together. I say we. She got it and then I copied. We just got the new Totem that's like the clutch,
T-lock.
The T-lock
yes,
with, because
yes.
you can do crossbody also,
yes.
but wear it as a pouch. That was a really good.
That's a great, that's like my most used bag lately.
They're crushing it.
They really are.
I mean, it's like such classic wardrobe staples. The quality is amazing. I just bought one of their like long wool coats. It's like a robe almost,
yeah.
but it looks really chic and I literally wear it everywhere.
And their price points are, I mean, listen, they're still expensive. Don't get me yeah. wrong. But when you're looking at them compared to like a Kate or a Row, you're like, oh, this is a bargain compared
yeah.
to mm-hmm. that.
And because the quality is
it's
amazing.
It's fantastic. Yeah, I agree.
Do you shop in Nashville or mainly when you travel on the
you
internet?
You know what? So,
Canada, by George.
Yeah, well, so 2 years ago, I would shop on you know, when I'm in New York or online. But we just opened a Kierna Zabet. Just opened in Nashville.
Stop it.
Which is amazing.
That's amazing.
It's literally
I'm so
like,
happy for Beth.
Yes, Beth. She's amazing.
She's awesome.
She's awesome. I met her at the opening, and I had no idea. Like, there was a party store, like a party shindigs. It was called Shindigs. It was a party store that was in the same building. They took it. They got it. They made it into this incredible, beautiful space. And now Nashville, it's in Green Hills, which is where we live. I can literally, like, throw a rock. When I first met Beth, I was like, Beth, I'm going to need a loyalty program, please. Like, it's gorgeous. And Nashville just doesn't really have access to that sort of luxury. And so, but she's got some contemporary.
You mean the Green Hills
brands.
Mall? You know, it's funny. I love the Green Hills Mall. I have a little soft spot. That's where my mom would take me to shop.
I love the Green Hills Mall. It has evolved and they're opening so many stores. It's growing like crazy. But it's really nice to now have access to, like, those.
You don't have to leave Nashville.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, traveling. What are your tips? What are your tricks? Like, what are your hacks when you're, because we've watched you pack for trips, unpack. You are incredible.
Well, you know what's made me better? I'll say, I don't know if I'm incredible, but better is kids. Kids have, like, I've had to change the ballgame because anytime we're traveling with kids, I have to plan every look that I'm wearing. There's no more game of, like, oh, I'll just pack all of my things that I love right now and I'm just going to style it when I get there. Like, there's no more room for that because of how strategic I have to be with the space. And so now I literally plan every single look. Like, before I came here, even though I'm only here for 48 hours, it took me 2 hours to plan.
Then you're done once you get here. And explain, like, really simply how you do it.
Yeah, so I try on everything before and I take a picture on my phone and then I create a folder. The folder's name, whatever city I'm going to, and it's dated. And then I have a reference because it's hard to, I mean, especially if you're going somewhere more than like 3 or 4 days, it's hard to keep up with like what shoes, what bag, go with what look. And I don't want to bring 5 bags. Like, I try to bring 2 or 3 staples and then they go with each look. And so I take a picture with my phone and I put it in a folder and I do the same thing process with my kids because I have 3 kids. And so I lay out all their looks. I take pictures of everything. I mean, my husband thinks I'm like crazy. And then he packs and he's got like 6 things in the suitcase and he's the one that's out shopping. I will say it's better to overpack than underpack. Mm-hmm. I will support that.
Same.
All day long. Like, you don't want to like have commitments and like have an itinerary and you're supposed to be on the go and then you don't have like what you actually need or that's like weather permitting. So I pack my looks for that day and then I throw in like 4 or 5 other pieces that are staples, classics that can transition throughout those looks. Yeah.
Yeah. I actually, it's funny because I was packing to come here and I'm not as organized and having the folders in my phone, but what I like to do is take pictures of what I'm going to wear. Mm-hmm. And you know what I do with them? I save them in a separate album so that when I am trying to get dressed to go out for dinner or I have something to do, I can refer back to it. Because sometimes I'm standing in my closet and I'm like, I don't know what to wear. And my brain just kind of goes into like this, like, I just have a brain fart. And I'm like, I have nothing to wear. And then I can go into my phone and go, you know what? That outfit, I liked that when I wore it. And I remember it. So it's like nice. It all can have like a little dual
purpose. That feeling that you're talking about. I never felt that till I became a mom. And then like my mental space is just, you know, not there anymore. It's dissolved. And I'll walk in my closet and I have no idea. But that's why it's so good. You know, another friend I have, she takes outfits, like the outfits she really loves. She'll just take pictures of them. And like you're saying, like archive them in one folder so that you can just reference them. So if you've got a dinner, that's what you throw on.
It seems like you're spending a lot of time in the beginning, but it actually saves time on the other end, especially when you're having to get 3 kids ready, get a husband ready, get out the door. Like, you being ready, you being the pilot.
You have to be.
You have to be.
Can we turn it into, guys, remember that scene in Clueless where Alicia Silverstone is getting dressed in the morning and she's like standing in front of her closet, like twirling her hair and she's pressing the button on the computer screen. And do you remember this?
Yes.
And the outfits match up and she's like, oh, okay. Like,
perfect.
Why is that software not around now with Instagram and everything that we have? Like, I would have that on my phone, right?
Yeah.
I know.
It's a business idea,
like
guys.
Like an edit of your wardrobe.
Yeah.
Your entire wardrobe.
And ding, there's your outfit together.
Okay. Do you do bags? Do you do clear, like hanging bags? How do you pack?
So we have packing cubes. I mean,
who are your favorites?
Like Amazon, literally Amazon. We've had like fancy packing cubes and honestly, literally the $20 Amazon pack. So everyone in my family has a color. I have my own color. My husband has a color and all 3 of my kids have a color. And so there's no labeling process or anything. We just all know our color.
I'm going to steal that.
Because
I
label. It's Amazon.
How many packing cubes in a color?
Yeah.
That is a really...
I just bought the kids. We went to Spain like 6 months ago and they all got new colors and they got to pick out their colors. Not that we need to talk about kid stuff, but if you like, especially with kiddos, like if you let them be involved in picking out their own colors, then they get excited. And she, like Navy, my oldest, was helping me like get her bags out. She was putting them in her corner. And I just feel like too, usually my stuff would be like compiled with my husband's and he's like, oh, where's this? Where's that? And now I'm like, oh, here's yours. Here's mine.
Here's your fucking color.
Yeah. Take your shit. Go to this space. Yeah. So it just like simplifies and helps with not overpacking. Cause like if it doesn't fit in this system, then we don't take it. And we try to really operate
by that. So there's this whole thing now that everyone is doing, including me. It's like airport chic. Right. So your traveling picture, I know, but it's like, I want to talk about it because your airport looks, also your airport looks are important because you want to look good, but you want to really be comfortable. What are some like good airport looks?
So I'll tell you what I literally wore yesterday. Varley. I wore a Varley tracksuit. The fabric is so soft. Like I feel like I'm in pajamas. I'm so comfortable. It's functional. And then I put that Totium long coat over it. It's a lightweight coat, so I'm not getting hot. But if I did, I can just take off the layer, but I'm also not getting cold, you know, because airports are cold. The flights get cold. And so I wore a t-shirt, the sweatsuit, and then I had that over. So I had the option. But it's also great because I'm going to wear that jacket out, you know, to various other things. But yeah, I mean, I will say this. With kids, I'm like a mess and I have stains all over me. And it's just like, whatever. But when I'm packing, you know, and I'm traveling solo, I want to feel chic. I want to feel put together, but still comfortable. And Varley, like, that's my go-to right now. Even their socks. The socks are so comfortable.
I haven't.
Oh, the socks are so comfortable. Like, I just feel like everything they do, there's a quality and the fit they really pay attention to. And so that's kind of been my go-to for travel.
I recently became an ambassador for Travis Matthews. And, like, I wore this. It's like a three-piece. I wore it to Vegas, then I wore it to like maybe three lacrosse games. It was a short kind of pin, like striped, but it was like black. Everything was black. And then like a bra underneath it and then leggings. I got more compliments. I was so comfortable.
Yeah.
I love when something looks good. It's pulled together. And also I think a really good trick, and I think Travis has done it well, and Varley and a lot of other like, think monochromatic.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because that helps you pull everything together, but also like just like feeling like really good material. Like it doesn't cost a lot of money.
I know exactly what you're talking about. Travis Matthew Women's, their materials.
It's so good.
So soft. Good.
Their new half zip is coming out and they're doing a whole pickleball golf. I just shot it. It's so good.
I cannot wait for that.
It's so good.
Their dresses, when I was pregnant, I lived in them. Now I still wear them. They have like this, I don't know the fabric, but it is. I mean, all their fabrics are soft, but this dress, the fit of their dresses are so good.
What about tennis shoes? Any type of like?
I'm a runner. And so when I'm traveling, I will just wear my running shoes, which I guess is like against the rules, but you know, trying to like simplify how much I'm bringing with me. So I usually run in Hokas. So I'm wearing Hokas. Okay. But if I'm doing like a street fashionable moment, it's Adidas.
Adidas. Yeah.
Yeah.
I love a Samba.
I mean, I just got Sambas, the fur. It's like fur on. Uh-huh. Like,
with the ones that flip over.
Yes.
Oh my
yes.
God. My girlfriend Megan just got those.
I
want them.
So they're sold out everywhere. Yeah. I put them on my Christmas list and my husband Madison was like, I can't find these anywhere. What do you want me to do? He's like, this is the only thing you ask for. And I'm like, no, find them. I need them. And he found them.
I think that's how my friend, that's exactly where
he
my friend goes.
Oh, yeah. Goat. My son is obsessed with
Goat. It's the best. If you're looking for those obscure that they're sold out everywhere, people are reselling them on Goat.
Oh, that's good
higher,
to know.
Higher price point.
I know. He was like, I'm like, these are $400. And he was like, but if I were this size, it would be $99. I'm like, but you're not. So we're not getting them. I know, Goat, G-O-A-T. It's a really good site for resale. There is absolutely nothing worse than an uncomfortable bra. Let me just say it. You know that feeling when the underwear is digging into your side, the tag is itching, and you just feel constricted. It's seriously so miserable, and it's hard to focus on anything. You're literally counting down the minutes until you can get home and rip it off. Well, imagine this. You come home, long day. Instead of immediately wanting to rip off your bra, you forget you're even wearing one. That's the magic of Honeylove. Their bras, you guys, are so comfortable. They're so soft. They literally feel like second skin. Trust me, you might even become someone who sleeps in their bra. I know, shocking. I'm obsessed with this one called the Honeylove Crossover. It's game-changing. It offers all the support of traditional bras without any underwire. The mesh detailing also adds a little touch of sexy, which I love. And for the days when I want something a little more relaxed, my go-to is their V bra. It's like your favorite tee, but with the support of a bra. I've seriously been living in it. But wait, Honeylove isn't just about bras. They've also got incredible shapewear. And you guys, let me put you on to a little best-kept secret. I wear their shapewear under basically every red carpet look. It's my secret weapon to getting a snatched silhouette, well that, and avoiding sodium. Well, that's for another day. You guys, treat yourself to the best bras on the market. You're going to get 20% off at honeylove.com/lipstick. Use our exclusive link to get 20% off honeylove.com. That's HONEYLOVE.com/lipstick. After purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them. Please, please support our show and tell them we sent you. Honey, you deserve this. When it comes to supplements, avoiding toxins while consuming only premium quality whole food sources of nutrients makes all the difference. Supplements have really very little regulation, and it's quite common that they contain dyes, binders, heavy metals, hydrogenated oils, preservatives, additives. And if you haven't yet listened to our episode with Yola Robert, we talk all about how to live a low-tox life. And this is exactly the stuff she touches on. You know, when I get into something, I go down a rabbit hole. So after doing extensive research on this, I learned one of the best supplements is from Purity Wood. It's USDA certified organic. I've been taking the B complex called Organic B Complete. What I've really discovered and loved with this brand is that Purity Woods is 100% plant-based, naturally fermented, making it even more bioavailable to your body. Think of vitamin B12 as a superstar. It promotes healthy nerve function, DNA production, red blood cell formation. While it may be best known for supporting energy, focus, memory, and mood, it's also great for your heart, healthy bones, young-looking skin, nails, and hair. The B vitamins in Purity Woods Organic B Complete are largely sourced from four of nature's most B-loaded foods: organic beetroot, organic guava leaf extract, organic holy basil extract, and organic lemon whole fruit extract. Purity Woods is currently offering our listeners 17% off site-wide, but we have an additional 10% discount for our listeners for a total savings of 27%. Okay, all you guys got to do is go to puritywoods.com/lipstick or enter code lipstick at checkout for an additional 10% off your first order. That's puritywoods.com, PURITYWOODS.com, and enter code lipstick for a total of 27% off your first order. Do you do any like Net-a-Porter matches? You do any like real, anything like that?
I love Modus Operandi.
Yeah.
I love My Teresa.
So let's talk about My Teresa.
She's taken over.
She is taken over. I mean, let me tell you.
The selection is so good.
Any type, any brands or of suitcases that you like, bags
Base.
That you like? Base.
I love Base.
Oh, Lord, Kenna.
I mean, I know everyone's saying that.
Kenna.
I don't know Base.
She could do an ad
what?
For Base.
I don't know
Base. We should hire her.
Okay, Base. The layout
it
of
is
the
Shay
Base.
Mitchell's yeah. line. It is phenomenal. It's beautiful. It's chic.
You know what it is? It's the layout and the inside compartments.
Oh, I need that. I have like a crappy suitcase that I travel with from, I bought it at like the Monoprix in Paris. And it's literally like I bought it because I had overshopped when I was in Paris the last like two trips ago. And I bought this suitcase. Now that's all I take. It's literally like the cheapest thing, but the biggest
one
I have.
You have to check out Base. Also, the price points for the quality and the compartments, the organization. It's hard to beat. But I will say Away's new color, like the camel.
Oh, pretty.
So good.
It's like a camel color. It's so good. My friend had it on a trip and I was like, wait, what is this?
And oh, now I love a camel.
I just bought five Away suitcases because.
Did you buy that color?
I didn't because I bought them for the kids and myself, okay. But I'm going to get the camel just
the
for me.
Pretty.
Just one.
It's so pretty.
I just got for this trip. So I brought my kids with me and I let them pick out
state.
Their own state suitcases.
Oh, beautiful.
State is so cute. And, hands down.
And by
the
way, I love it because, okay, not to sound cheap, But now airlines charge you for every suitcase on top of everything. And I'm like, I don't want to like check these kids' bags. And like, I don't want to deal with all of that. I was flying by myself with all three kids. And I let them pick out their own suitcases. And they were so proud.
They're so proud.
Mm-hmm. Walking through that airport, wheeling it around. And it's got a great, speaking of compartments, it has like a little compartment for their markers, their crayons.
It's a great company. It's great backpacks. State.
Great. Yeah, it's like
and
give back.
You can embroider their names. You can add patches. Like
I rush ordered everything, so I missed that. But
we got them for Christmas. That was the kids' Christmas gifts, was everyone got their first moment of a full suitcase with their names, and they got the matching backpack and the matching lunchbox. I feel like they cover from like travel to kid needs
totally.
At school. They really do a good job covering it all.
I know. It was just so fun to see them wheeling it.
Is there one place in the world that you would be like, I want to go with my husband to this place? And then is there one place you would go with kids over and over?
We really want to move to London. And like, I still have hopes one day that will happen. We just love London. The first time I traveled there, I connected with it. And then I met my husband, Madison. And it just was like, I think there's a lot. So during the pandemic, we spent 8 weeks in the English countryside at this house that was built in the 1800s. And it was when we only had one kid. So it was a little bit more realistic to do that. But yeah, we just love the city and we love the countryside. So I think
it's
that would
so
be where we
amazing.
Would move. I mean, truly. With kids, I really want to take my kids to Iceland. Mm-hmm. I've been a few times, and it sounds a little cliche because everyone's going to Iceland, but I just think that it's such an unworldly beauty. And it doesn't look like it just doesn't look like the rest of the world. And so I just feel like their eyes are going to be like wide open the whole time.
Take the kids to Iceland.
I would
do that in a heartbeat.
Love
that. That's
you know
such a good idea.
It's only a 4-hour flight from New York. It's actually, it's not bad considering you feel like you're going to a different planet.
I know.
It's
my husband's gone.
Gorgeous.
He loved it.
Like we felt that way when we went to the South Island of New Zealand. But I mean, that's like a 17-hour flight. Like that's a commitment.
Are you have any travel plans this summer?
I'm so excited for this. I'm going to Spain with my three best girlfriends. So it's for one of their birthdays, and we're doing a horseback riding trip in Spain.
Oh my God, that sounds amazing.
It's an hour outside of Seville, and Cucutana is the like farmhouse nature reserve that we're riding on. And it's literally nothing but horseback riding. And you stay on this reserve in this farmhouse, and each day we have this riding excursion. But there's like this, so one of our friends doesn't ride. The other three of us ride. And when I say ride, like I kind of ride. I learned 7 or 8 months ago. So like my other friends are very seasoned and they've done this their whole life. And so I'm like trying to keep up and survive. And then my other friend is going to be riding in like the wagon. It's a gin wagon. Having cocktails.
Stop oh my it. God.
Which
I
does,
by the way, I'd be, even if I knew how to ride, I'd be like, stick me in that wagon.
Wouldn't that be amazing? she's just as excited as we are for like the horse moment as the gin wagon moment. But I can't wait to like,
oh,
you
that's
know,
so fun.
Join her.
How important is it an itinerary for you?
Or are you spontaneous?
So pre-kids, I was. Pre-kids, I was spontaneous. If I'm not traveling with my kids, I'm spontaneous because I think that's a part of the excitement around traveling. I mean, yeah, like loose plans, like if you have something that you're, you know, a show or that's booked, of course, but Matt and I will walk in, we'll sit at a bar, at a restaurant, like, you know, we will take our chances. And if we end up in another path, like that's the experience. But when I'm with kids, it is literally down to the T. So I kind of operate in both ways.
Okay, so we wanted to pick your brain on how to dress for different locations and occasions. We're going to throw out some places and let us know what you would bring. London, like a Sunday roast, or going to like a midday brunch.
I love
there.
A Sunday roast, yes. Trench coat. I know I'm being redundant,
no,
but like a
don't.
Trench coat, Chelsea boot, just a denim and a tee.
Think Copenhagen, biking and working at a cafe.
A little bit more elevated, turtleneck, maybe a taller boot, a high-rise denim, and a belt.
Palm Springs. Weekend getaway by the pool.
Prince. I was just talking to my business manager about this because he lives in Palm Springs. Prince, color. Like, I don't wear a ton of color, but like Palm Springs, if I'm going to Palm Springs, I'm packing. I'm
What's
packing
your favorite
that.
Color? If you had a color that were a favorite.
Yellow.
I like yellow. Like a chartreuse or like a deep yellow?
No, deeper yellow.
Like a mustard.
Like a
yes,
golden.
Exactly. Yes. Yeah. Yes. Like a moody yellow.
Mm-hmm. Austin, city touring, barbecue tasting.
Okay. Denim all day long. Yeah. You've got to do denim in Texas.
What about St. Bart's, a wedding on the beach?
White strappy dress. I mean, creams. I would like flowy, oversized, like blouse of pants.
a New York City dinner, a show, walking around.
Oversized blazer, a great heel.
Barcelona, museum hopping with the kids.
Oh, baseball hat. Like, you could do a jogger, like, sweatsuit, like, hoodie. Like, I think Barcelona, like, with, I'm inspired by all the graffiti and everything. And so I just think, like, something very approachable and every day.
All right, let's talk beauty. Okay, you recently, you and your husband launched Nima, mm-hmm. which is for mom and babies. Tell us a little bit about it.
Yeah, I knew I was going to launch my own product line. I didn't know what. And it wasn't until I became a mom that the light bulb really went off for me. And just the vacancy in the space, and just couldn't believe, like, I wanted to get my hands on certain level of products and I couldn't. I first felt that when I wanted a stretch cream. I felt that again when I had an emergency C-section and needed a scar cream. And they're legit. There were not options out there. And I'm talking like clean, elevated, women want to feel proud of the decisions they're making. They want to mm-hmm. feel proud of the products that are sitting out on their vanity. And I just couldn't believe like the lack thereof in this category. And so that was after my first, it was just very clear to me. Okay, this is what I'm excited to do. This is really it. And so my husband and I, 4 years ago, started working on the brand. We develop in the EU. We adhere to all their standards. We have active ingredients in those two formulas. And the brand since those two formulas has grown into more of a mom, postpartum, pregnancy, and now kids brand. And yeah, it's our baby. It's our fourth baby.
What does Nima mean?
Oh, I love that you're asking this. So my 4-year-old, when she was a baby, she could not call me mama. So she called me Nima.
I love that.
And it means God's gift in Arabic.
It's amazing.
Oh, I love that.
It was very like, you know, a chills moment when it kind of clicked with us.
And so your scar cream works on postpartum scars, but I have a daughter who has a scar that it's, you know, we need to get rid of it for her just because she's, you know, she's 7 and I don't want mm-hmm. her to have the scar for the rest of her life. Would it work on children as well?
Absolutely.
The scar?
Yes. Okay. Yes. No, we have 8-year-olds that use it. We have 80-year-olds. Okay. Scars, incisions, burns, acne scars on faces. Like it was the passion of that product was born from a C-section scar, yeah. but it really has transcended
for
beyond that. Yeah.
Now, what are some of your favorite beauty products that you use for yourself?
Foundation, makeup.
You have a great pink lip on. Mm-hmm. Like, what is that?
Summer Fridays. I love their lip balms right now.
Oh, that's a lip balm. It looks mm-hmm. so pretty.
I mean, I use the oil. I use the lip balm. I also love the Rode. Like, the Rode one's so smooth.
The peptide one, it's so good. Yeah.
I love it. Okay, I'm not just saying this because I'm sitting in front of you. I love the morning. What is it? The
morning
vitamin
cocktail.
C. Yes,
I know.
That's
it's
how.
So good.
That's how I first started.
Well, it's at your house. Everything, the whole, all of it's
okay. Amazing
because
I need. I need a new back. A new product of it. I mean, that's how I was like, wait, what is this brand? I mean, I didn't even know it was yours. Yes, and then I was like, huh, this is so interesting. And that product.
So do the pads, do the X pads, which we just got while I'm sitting here an hour ago. We just won, New Beauty. We just won the awards for the X pads.
That's amazing.
I know. So I mean, do the X pads, the cocktail and your glow primer and you're good to go. Okay. What is your foundation?
So I use a number of things right now. I'm using Hourglass. Do you guys ever feel like you have to change foundations?
I actually just had this comment the other day. I believe in having a foundation wardrobe. She's rolling her eyes at me.
Wait.
I have a foundation wardrobe.
When you ask this question, Mary,
be prepared.
Yesterday, I'm driving. She goes, you know, I went back to the CC New. I'm like,
this is
she changes her foundation. No lie. Every 10 days.
I try everything, but I have to. My skin needs are different. Day to day. Some days they're a little drier. Some days my skin eats makeup depending
Mommy's
on where
like
I'm at.
Like turning away.
She's like, I can't listen to this.
The
I have
veil,
a foundation
the hourglass
wardrobe.
Veil. Is that the one you're talking
yes,
about? You love
it's
yes.
so, it actually
so
is really good.
She finally got me on it. Two shades. I do it.
Two
I'm
shades.
On it. Literally, she was like, I'm going back to the CC. I'm like, what?
I mean, I still use
yesterday.
My hourglass tint. Don't worry. And I love my Chanel.
And
then
I go, make sure you
have
do
you
the
tried the Chanel. The Fresh Complexion
no,
Touch?
No, I haven't. Oh, don't tell good. Me this.
It
I,
is fantastic.
I don't change that frequently. I do like 4 different foundations throughout the year.
Oh, no. But it's like me a week.
I do love the Ilia Skin Tint.
A little too greasy for me.
Too greasy
yes.
for me.
Okay, so I have dry skin. So it works on my skin. Like, I have really dry skin and I love it. Does it stay on all day? No. But like, most of the time, you know, I'm just kind of putting it on as like a very simple layer, not to like... I really love it.
Give the It Cosmetics CC Nude Glow a whirl. Okay.
Just that is mine.
There.
In terms of treatments, supplements, infrared, red light, anything that you love that you're like, you got to do this, you got to have that.
You know what? Since now that we're done, we're not having any more kids, laser treatments. That has made the biggest difference in my pigmentation and also the texture. That's really what I've leaned into is just laser treatments and trying to even, because I had melasma during pregnancy. I mean, honestly, just drinking water. It sounds.
Yeah, no, so. Hydration.
How is your nutrition?
I am not a meal eater. I eat like 10 times a day. It drives my husband crazy because I don't eat in like formed meals unless we're going to dinner.
Okay. You have a very beautiful energy about you. Have you always had this?
I have a deep appreciation from where I come from and what home means to me and in my heart. And I just, I'm super thankful for, you know, where I'm at and just to be a mom and the kids and the joy and to be able to do what I love for a living. And there's just like not a day that goes by. And I mean this, that I don't like think about that. You know, we have the roller coaster and we have shit days, but I genuinely, at the end of the day, I'm just like super thankful. And that really started with like what my parents, you know, created at home for me. And I just always go back to that.
Beautiful. Little rapid fire here on Lipstick on the Rim. Checked bag or carry on?
Carry on.
Pack by outfits or individual pieces?
Oh God, I still struggle with this. Packed and planned.
Are you a daytime flight, a nighttime flight, or a red eye?
Like first thing in the morning, absolutely 5 a.m.
Fall, winter, spring, or summer?
Fall.
Beach or city?
Beach.
What's your superpower?
I hope people would say it's kindness. I hope.
Stage fright or confidence queen?
A little bit of both. A little bit of both.
What's your go-to cocktail?
Gin. Anything with gin.
Gin.
I like Vesper.
Gin. Good thing you got a gin wagon up there.
I know. I'm an old lady. Anything with gin.
What's your biggest vice?
I'm stubborn.
Coffee or tea?
Coffee.
Salty or sweet?
Salty.
Text, call, FaceTime.
No, do not FaceTime me. Text.
We ask every guest before they go, if you could give advice to your 10-year-old self, what would it be?
Don't overthink it. Simple.
I'd like to see the little 10-year-old Mary.
Aw, 10-year-old Mary Lawlessly. By the way, what a great name. Let's just, like, for a second, Mary Lawlessly.
Love it. We love your name.
Love it. It just rolls off the tongue so well.
You're amazing. You're fun. You're chic. You're cool. You're a great mom. You're a great CEO. We're so happy for Happily Gray and Nima. And I'm getting the scar stuff like immediately.
Yes. And by the way, I need the scar stuff for sure.
Okay. Just so you guys know where to find her, at Mary Lawless Lee on Instagram and at Mary_Lawless_Lee on TikTok. And her website, it's so beautiful. It's so chic. It's called happilygray.com. You're amazing. We love you.
Thank you, guys.
That was it.
Thank you for coming on.
That's a wrap.
This was so fun.
Thank you. We always want like a part two and a part three. You'll come back.
Yes, absolutely.
All right, we'll see you guys next
Love
week.
You guys.
See you next week.
Right. Love you.
Thanks for listening to Lipstick on the Rim with Molly Sims and my ride or die, Amisha Gormley. We are always so excited to bring you guys along on this journey. You can find us on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok at Lipstick on the Rim, or my website where we just dive a little bit deeper into my favorite products, trends, and much, much more on mollysims.com. This podcast is a production with Dear Media. A special thanks to my team, Elizabeth Tawfield, Schaefer Carrillo, Ken Orion, and Anna Sessions, and everyone at Dear Media. Don't forget to listen and follow wherever you get your podcasts so you never miss out on the fun.
Please note that this episode may contain paid endorsements and advertisements for products and services. Individuals on the show may have a direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to in this episode.